rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
That's what I'm talking about. Merry, merry. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. I think it's day four of Hanukkah. I should know that as a Jewish gentleman, Roger Badish. You might know that.
Yes, as of sundown.
It is day four. It is day four. Do you light the candles in the Badish household?
Yes, we do.
We're doing that in the old Carmen household.
Nice. Now, do you have both types? Electric and flame.
I do not have the electric. We go strict old school, Roger Badish.
Gotcha.
So we are back in a live program situation. That means the phone lines are open here, 312-981-7200. My name is Mark Carmen. Roger Badish has your news. Sammy Martino rocking and rolling in the producer booth. We've already had our first fight of the night. It's been it's always good to be challenged by my main man, Sammy. Love you, Sammy. And I got to tell you, it's been a traumatic day for yours truly. I woke up today, easy morning, did a little bit of prep for the radio, and then my beautiful bride says to me, do you want to watch this Netflix new hot documentary film called Don't F with Cats? And it's the story of an internet killer. And I'm like, I mean, I'm in. If you say that it's great, I'll watch it. So it's a three-part series, and I don't know if anyone has seen this, and I don't rarely binge shows, but I went straight 3 hours, could not stop myself, watched them all, and it's the story of this man. This is back in 2012 when this went down, and a guy by the name of Luca Magnotta. He wanted to be famous. He had watched movies like Basic Instinct. And he put out a video of himself killing cats, trying to get attention, which he did. And people were horrified, and they tried to track him down. And he also loved the movie Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio. So he's having fun, and he's messing with people. And now he's killing another cat, and they're like, this guy is a serial killer. He is going to end up killing someone. And they tried to alert the authorities, called up, first of all, they don't know where he is, right? It's the internet. Is he in America? Is he in China? Is he in Russia? Is he in Australia? We have no idea. He's making all these fake accounts, and these people are trying to track him down. And as I'm reading all the news reports about it, they're like, these amateur detectives. Amateur detectives. The people in this film were greater detectives than Perry Mason in his prime. I couldn't believe what they were coming up with. They were Google. They were going down every street and this and that, and they're looking at pictures and breaking it down, and that socket and that that street light and this. I mean, it was unbelievable what these people were coming up with. I was sitting there watching, like, wow.
And YouTube didn't do anything about taking this stuff down.
No. Right. Well, that too. It was out there. I don't know if it was YouTube or Facebook or wherever everything was posted. Yeah. But, it was in the dark world of the internet.
Hmm.
If anybody saw the film, I'd love to get a quick chat just for my own psychological well-being. 312-981-7200. And then, of course, you start to meet the characters, the people that are tracking him. And these people are incredibly impressive. And then the cops come in eventually. Then you meet the mom who buys everything that her son is selling, that there's somebody behind the scenes that's making him do these cat videos, and she's still defending him and saying, my son's a great kid, and you get some level of empathy, because I get it, you're a parent and you don't want to believe your kid's a bad kid, the worst kind of kid, but
So these events took place a while back, but the videos are just coming out now? Documentary is just coming out now?
The documentary is just coming. It's the new hot thing on Netflix.
Okay.
I think the post that I'm seeing online was about last week when it started to get super hot.
Oh.
And so it found its way to my home on Christmas of 2019.
Nice time to watch it.
And what a day it was. to the point that I had to actually start the show with it so I could just move on and get it off my chest.
Yikes.
But I highly recommend it unless you don't like to be disturbed. If you don't want to be disturbed, don't watch Don't F with Cats. That would probably be self-explanatory considering the title of the Netflix docu-series. But I got to tell Netflix, you got to give them props, man. To come up we're like, you're looking for different things to do, right? And there's what's the
they got to keep the audience going.
Got to keep the audience.
Yeah.
And so you found this one. You found a group on Facebook that tried to track a killer that didn't get recognized by the law, but well before mm-hmm. they could have stopped this guy. And then they went and found the people. Then they went and interviewed them, pieced back all the story, every part of the story mm-hmm. to make it a relevant right. docuseries. Then they go and talk to the parents. Then they go and talk to the police. It's unbelievable the amount of time and creativity and put it all together. And then we're all sitting at home watching Netflix,
yeah.
streaming away. I don't know if you have extra dough and you can invest in the old Netflix stock. I'm not watching it closely, but I don't think Netflix is going away. That is they are good at what they do.
Yeah.
It's like Chipotle, man. Netflix is Chipotle.
You can't go wrong.
Is Starbucks? Is McDonald's? I mean, this was an incredible performance.
Wow.
So I was that was
you saw all three hours and everything.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing, Roger.
Is there more coming?
No, that's it, man. That's that one. On to the next. I mean, they've got a zillion other things going on. All right, moving on here. Baddish, have you gotten any gifts for your holiday?
Yes, I did, and I'm wearing one of them.
You're wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt, which, by the way, the killer in Don't F with Cats was wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt.
Oh, stop.
I swear to God.
No.
Yes, when he eluded authorities going to Paris, he was in exactly that shirt.
No, gosh, no. Well, now I had no clue. I'm covering it up now.
I have not.
I'm covering
I have not received any gifts, nor have I given any gifts.
What?
Is that wrong?
Not really. You just had the greatest gift by getting married this holiday season.
Well, that's true. There was gifts.
Seriously.
There. But that was a huge gift. And it's not true. I have gotten gifts. Beautiful Dan Hampton and Ed Obradovich have both given me their holiday cheer.
Yeah.
And that was very, very nice of them. So that's true. But I'm just like strictly within like the family and the loved ones. We haven't done anything yet.
But you're still basking in the glow of the wedding.
That's true.
It's been a month?
That's true.
About?
Well, let's see. That's true, Roger. I got married on November the 30th. So we're
not even a full month yet.
We're coming up on a month. I'm wearing the ring tonight, which is a big move for me. We went on the old honeymoon, which I'm going to talk about. Carm's Christmas vacation coming up here. I didn't want to bring it because I felt like maybe I would lose the situation. Don't want to lose the ring, but I'm wearing it tonight, and it's just starting to feel
comfortable. You'll get there.
Slightly normal. Slightly normal. All right, a little Carm's Christmas vacation coming up here, and then at the bottom of the hour, they're trying to raise the bar on productivity in 2020, and it's going to be a little bit more uncomfortable for you at work. So stick around for that, because it's. And I got my guy, by the way, in the 7 o'clock hour. Des Clark of your Chicago Bears is going to join us with some Christmas cheer. That's coming up 7:20 WGN. My guy Sam Martino, producing the program tonight, told me you had Trubisky left, and I started looking around. He's like, "You need 10 seconds, man. Number 10. Come on, you're a sports guy. Get it together, Carm." Before we tell you about the 2020 WGN Chicago calendars, we want to say thank you, Chicagoland. For the past decade, you've been loyal supporters of these exclusive WGN Chicago calendars, but sadly, the time has come to retire the line. So in honor of that, 2K's has crafted the 2020 calendar to be the best ever. If it's a true commemorative edition for this final compilation, we've selected the 12 best Chicago images from prior years and made it even more elegant, featuring best-in-class materials. Each calendar is made to order with a personalized name in every image. Wall and desk calendars with special date personalization available as well. This timeless keepsake is a must-have for fans of these calendars, for business associates, for friends, and for family. This final commemorative edition is a celebration of Chicagoland and the legacy of these calendars. Own a piece of history. Go to WGNradio.com. Scroll to the feature section to order your calendar today. That's WGNradio.com. Scroll to the feature section and order now. We get these calendars because we work here, and they are sweet. So last year doing it, go check it out. And make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m. You can stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN TV. Getting some texts coming in here on Don't F with Cats. Carmen, How can you watch something like that? Do they actually show the cat killings? You know what? That's actually something that was brought up in the film that they point. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to learn anything that happens at the end of the film, don't listen to me right now, because I am getting texts of people who are literally watching the show right now. But they put it at you like, you are part of the problem. This guy went on to get attention, and you are now giving him attention by watching this documentary. And the people that were chasing him on the internet trying to find him, they had to ask themselves the question, I'm giving this guy attention. Was I part of the problem? Did he continue to do what he was doing because I was watching him, right? It's feeding into his habit. If you just ignored him, then maybe he would stop.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question, is it not?
Yeah.
So where what do you do? I am blocking you. You do not exist. Go live in your world. Which is a fair, great choice.
Sure.
Or I'm going to try to stop you from doing what you're doing and play into your catch me if you can Leonardo DiCaprio game, because I'm getting something out of it too. I'm getting this excitement. I'm getting anger. And I feel like I have a purpose, right, that I'm chasing this guy and I'm trying to do good for humanity. So there's something that the people that were chasing him are getting back. But you're also feeding into it. So it is.
But until it became a Netflix series, it wasn't.
Well, the Netflix.
He was just posting his stuff.
Right.
Until Netflix publicized it.
Yeah, but no, but Roger, like, during the time when it was actually happening back in 2012, these people were trying to catch him. He knew that they were after him. They had started a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
So he's seeing that people are following him. So he's getting juice off it. He's getting excited. He's trying to trick him. So if they had just ignored him, maybe he doesn't go on and doing what he's doing.
I don't think that type of personality would say, well, fine, no one's following me, I'll stop. I don't think that's
probably
the kind
not.
Of person, you know.
I agree, probably not. But it's kind of just an interesting question.
Yeah.
So, daughter immediately watched it. Son and husband currently viewing. Don't F with cats. It's a something. Mark, I sent you a mensch on the bench for your wedding. Feels like George Bliss is texting you. I love George Bliss if he's out there. All right. Let me tell a little bit of the old honeymoon here as we get into. I got a question for you.
Okay.
312-981-7200. So we go on the honeymoon. I get married. Thanks to all, one and all, who have supported this along the radio airwaves during this fun time of talking about it, and it was uncomfortable, and it was fun, and it was all of it. So we go on the old honeymoon. We get down there.
Mm-hmm.
Get into the room, Roger. First night on the old honeymoon. Special night. You know, you're on the honeymoon.
Right.
Get in the room. We're in beautiful Jamaica, the whole thing. Go into the bathroom, and there it is. A little tiny molecule speck of an ant walking around at the old sink, just having a night, looking for something to eat.
Okay.
And then there's another ant, and then there's a third ant.
Dead ant. Dead ant.
And now the room is ruined.
Oh, no.
And, well, not it. And so it was, you know, right to the front desk. We cannot stay in this room. There is an ant in the bathroom. I cannot be in here.
Right.
So on to the next room we went.
Good.
Room two. All right, now we're in this room. But it's not like normally when you find an ant, you get upgraded to the nicer room, right? They put you in the beautiful room.
Well, you would hope so.
Right, but they didn't have the beautiful room available, so we were put in the not as beautiful room for just one night. So we're in this room. It's not as beautiful. Still beautiful, but not as beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hanging out in there, and there it is. Right there on the old bathroom wall, the iguana. A nice,
what?
Solid, lizardy something dude just hanging out, and he's chilling. He looks happy, you know? He's having a night. And I'm like, well, we're moving tomorrow anyway. Can you make it through the night? Because, iguanas, they're scared of you, too. They're not going to climb in bed with you in the middle of the night, right? I'm thinking this is probably going to be okay.
I don't study iguanas. I don't know what they're capable of doing.
That was my hypothesis. That this dude wasn't going to, you know, we'd make it through the evening. And we did. So now we've been there for one night. We've been in two rooms. We move on to room three.
Oh, my gosh.
Now we're in room three. Okay, mm-hmm. So we've unpacked only once, because the first room we didn't really even unpack. We might have I don't know. I probably took a red stripe out of the fridge.
Okay.
I don't know if they ever charge us for that one. Apologize to the resort if they did not. So we move along to room 3. Beautiful room. There's the ocean. We've got a balcony. Mm. The bathroom is the size of a city block.
I mean, oh my gosh.
It's way nicer than anything I ever deserved to stay in. It was something. But then night 3 in that room.
Oh jeez.
I wake up. And there is bites on my leg, and it's clearly a mosquito. But my lovely bride, she was convinced that we had been attacked by bed bugs.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, the bed bug inspectors from Jamaica were coming to the property to discern the direction of whether or not it was bed bugs. And of course they said it was not bed bugs. But that was not going to be good enough. So then on to room number 4.
Oh my gosh.
Room 4. So, 4 rooms. Now, what did the property do? They gave us dinner at the Italian place. Mm-hmm. They gave us dinner at the fancy place. And they gave us a night off on our 8-night stay.
Mm, that's so far so good. So
I thought it was amazing. And the question is I'm being told I got to take a quick time out. 312-981-7200. Were we entitled? Did we deserve a free meal twice plus a night off because Mark Harmon, yours truly, your handy-dandy radio host on Christmas night, mm-hmm. Hanukkah the fourth night, had a couple of bites on his leg. 720 WGN. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, 720 WGN. Mark Harmon with you. Going to talk about how your work life is going to be put on tilt, if you will, coming up in a second here. But just a couple of texts on the old... Do I and my beautiful bride, did we deserve the accommodations we got on our honeymoon? There was an ant in the room, and there was a mosquito that bit my leg. And my beautiful bride is, you know, she's willing to shake the tree a little bit and get in there and say, this is not right. So we were upgrading the room, and then they hooked us up with some meals. And I was feeling a little guilty, like... I just got bit by a mosquito. Like, these things happen on vacation. You can't really, can you really blame the hotel for that? Bad as you're shaking your head. And the text line is 100% with my beautiful bride.
Yeah.
You know, hi, Carm. First, happy, healthy holidays to everyone. Best wishes. Thank you so much. Yes, yes, yes. You deserve upgrades and dollars off your bill. And by the way, congratulations. Thank you so much. Carm, I would like to call Mrs. Carm as a witness. How do we know that you weren't the one who had to be peeled off the ceiling because of the suspected bed bugs biting? Hey, how dare you, sir? We do not need to call Mrs. Carm at all. I was trying to hide the fact that I had a couple mosquito bites on me because I knew that Mrs. Carm was not going to be wild about this situation. And the night before, I had actually seen a little mosquito in the bed while she was brushing her teeth, and I killed it right away because I didn't want, you know, I wanted that situation taken care of. But in the killing process, there was a little bit of a bug stain on the bed. And of course, Mrs. Carm, being Mrs. Carm, she was able to see that stain and be like, what's that? And I'm like, I have no idea. I think it might have been I must have been there. Because I didn't want her to, you know, freak out after on room 3. But that's a lesson in honesty.
You have to build your marriage on trust.
You're right, Roger. You're absolutely right. I should have said that. Well, I just killed a mosquito.
Yeah.
You should get the whole trip from free. Call Karen Conti on the law. She will sue them. No, I'm not getting Karen Conti on the case, but that's a great... Thank you. Thank you, 412. Let me get Linda in Bloomington on 720 WGN. Linda, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. How are you?
Same to you, honey. And I would like to tell you, I love you right now because all I ever get on TV and the radio is nothing but politics and sports, and I'm sick of both.
Well, thank you, Linda.
I'm going to tell you my story.
Okay.
When my husband was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas,
okay,
I'd clean the apartment, but there'd be these little bugs that were crawling around, and I didn't know what they were, so I took the broom, and I tried sweeping them up.
Uh-huh.
Well, as soon as you hit one, they roll up into a real teeny tiny little ball, and they look like BBs. So I would open up the door and just sweep them right on out the door. Well, then when we later on moved to Mississippi and lived there, we had stayed at a motel, and they were crawling all over the shower. But if you touch one or go near it, it'll roll up into a little ball, just like a BB. And we had them all over the shower, so we had to clean them up before we could even take a shower. They don't bite. They don't bother. They just roll up into a little ball.
What motel were you staying at, Linda? Let's get some history
along
here.
Along the beach. I don't know, but it was along the beach.
A beach in Mississippi?
Yeah. By Biloxi.
By Biloxi, Mississippi? Like, you ever seen the movie Biloxi Blues, Linda?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's a good one, Linda. I highly recommend a little Matthew Broderick back in the day. Come on now. A little Epstein.
Now those little critters, they don't bother. They don't bite. That's just that I don't know what they're looking for.
What is the moral of this story, Linda? What's your bottom line?
Well, if they roll up in a little ball, they're harmless. Sweep them out the door.
And so no accommodation, right? You just sweep them out the door. No big deal, right?
Well, if I had never seen them before, I probably would have panicked. But I had seen them once before in Texas, so I knew what they were.
I got you. You're a seasoned veteran. All right, Linda. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas, and thank you for not being political or sports tonight.
We might have some sports coming up, but you're welcome for the start of the show. What do you got against sports? I get the politics that people are tired of. What's wrong with a little sports every now and then? I like to do my sports with conversation and stories and depth. So it's not, you know, not the X's and O's per se, Linda. So
I didn't know that. I couldn't tell you. You like to tell them in stories.
Hmm. I'm a story guy, San Martino. All right, here. 312-981-7200. By the way, I want to say a very Merry Christmas to our incredible listener, Lily, out there, who's having a great Christmas. I know she got all the best gifts out there. Did you get anything good there, San Martino?
Nah. Too old. Come on.
Too old?
Parents are in Florida. What do you think? They're going to ship me something?
Nah, I don't. Well, that's actually
January 12th. I'll get something.
It's actually a good question. A little informal poll on the text line, if you will. 312-981-7200. Did you buy your Christmas gifts in the store, or did you go online for your purchases? Did you go in the store? Were you one of those old school types? You wanted to feel the Christmas experience, right? I was in Bloomingdale's yesterday. Not my choice, but I was in Bloomingdale's yesterday, and there was so much cheer going on.
Would it be Bloomingdale or Bloomingdale's? I think it's Bloomingdale.
Blooming. There's a G in there.
I said Bloomingdale's. Yeah. Is it Blooming? She's saying that I put an S on Dale's.
Bloomingdale's. Yeah.
It's Bloomingdale's, Martino. Bloomingdale. It's not Bloomingdale. Yeah. It's with an S, right? Bloomingdale's.
Yeah. It's possessive. He went into their store.
I went into Bloomingdale's. Yeah. That's what I did. I went in there. We were returning some of our amazing gifts that we got for the wedding. And then my beautiful bride was saying, why don't you go and get yourself a winter coat? Because I don't really have a winter coat. And I'm walking around Bloomingdale's. I'm looking at these winter coats. That's a little bit more than the car likes to pay for the old winter coat here. I'm like, let me get back online here in this situation. Let me find a deal somewhere. Let me get a 6pm.com or something going on. But I do wonder, like, do people go out in the stores? I was doing some research on it. Yeah. Apparently, everybody still likes. There's a lot of people that still like to go to stores. I was surprised.
Well, especially with clothing, one would think they want to try it on, or they want to, you know, maybe ask a clerk if this would look good on my husband/wife/significant other.
But you're buying it for someone.
Well, I know, but you want to see it. You don't want to see a picture. You want to actually see it and feel it and understand it. There's a lot. I like buying clothes online, but there's some things I have to go to the store for because you can't tell the weight of the cloth. You can't tell how it might fit or whether that size is one size too small.
I don't know,
you got to go to the store and really look at it.
Badis, you like going to the store because
I hate shopping in stores. I really do. I get paranoid.
But you love talking to people.
No, I don't.
You don't?
Not out in a store.
Not really.
I do not want anyone. No matter what store I go to, whether it's Jewel, Kohl's, anywhere, people follow me. They think I actually work there. I can't stand it. Honest to goodness, well, they will come up to me.
Well, maybe you shouldn't dress like you work at Kohl's and or Jewel.
I don't have a red shirt on. I'm not wearing that character's costume.
That's interesting that Roger gets profiled as somebody who's working in the store. Well, all you got to say is I don't work here, but you.
I do.
But you always.
I get paranoid. I'm not good in crowd situations.
All right, I see you as a chatter. Let me get Matt the Uber driver in here. Who's one of my favorite callers. What's up, Matt the Uber driver? Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Hanumas to you too, sir.
Thank you, Matt. So, appreciate that.
First of all, Roger, you know, every time I go to a bookstore or a music store or whatever, everybody thinks I work there. And honestly, at this point, as long as they don't check me to bring them out or see if we have something in the back, I just help people because they're expecting help anyway, so why not just give them help?
Well, exactly right. Why not just give him some help?
I mean, Matt,
you're an Uber driver. How many times are people wanting on their 10-15 minute ride a little deep, dark psychological conversation? You mean you're there to get it from point A to point B, but sometimes you take on additional duties, do you not?
I will tell you this. I have a general rule in my Uber. What happens in my Uber stays in my Uber, and what's said in my Uber stays in my Uber. But I will tell you that I have heard the most depraved, random family stories. It is incredible.
Okay, you got to share one. It's Christmas, right, Matt? One slightly depraved family story. That'd be okay. You don't have to give a name, but I mean, keep it radio friendly, please.
Of course, I'll keep it radio friendly. There was a customer who I had, who tried to propose to his girlfriend, and he hid the ring in a bowl of soup. Now, you would think that where the story is going is that she ate the ring by accident. No. Instead, he got so nervous that he went to give her the bowl of tomato soup that he made, fell, and proceeded to throw the tomato soup in her face in the restaurant.
He went and ring got, in the tomato soup maneuver? That's one of the worst ideas I could. Why would you ever do something like that? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
He was at a buffet and he wanted to surprise her. Oh. And he just said, you know what? Apparently I'm going to throw it in the tomato soup. And then he tripped and it flew all over her. She said yes, but her mother was also there and she was not happy.
That's a good Uber ride right there. You don't expect that. Yeah. Here's a guy going to, you know, have a little dinner. Next thing you know, you're hearing the tomato soup story. He wanted to share, yeah. And you were there for him, Matt. Look at that.
Well, I've had my except for one present, because there was no other way to unless it was Amazon. I buy my gifts in store. I support stores. I buy Amazon all year round. During the holidays, I'm going to buy it at the store because they need that bottom line.
What they do? They do. I'm pro store too here, Matt. It's also a lot of effort. Good for you for getting out there. What's the most thing, the gift that you bought this year that you're most proud of?
Okay, it's very small. It's just a CD. But about 14 years ago, there was a guy on American Idol named George Huff. And my sister always used to make jokes about George Huff and blah, blah, blah. It was like a running family joke. And it took me 3 years to track this album down in a Half Price Books. And I got it for her, and it took her a second. She opened it, she looked at it, and then she laughed for a good 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm glad I could get her the George Huff album.
You got it at Half Price Books?
Yes.
That's one of my favorite jingles in radio commercial history. Get a great book at Half Price Books. The really good... You know that one, right?
No. Yes, I do. Although I thought you loved Cars for Kids.
I mean, who doesn't love Cars? But I'm a Half Price Books is a strong jingle. I haven't heard it in a while. I might have to once I get off the show tonight. I might just have to go do a YouTube Half Price Books tune. Make me feel good on my walk home.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
You're good. No, you're good, Matt.
I was just going to ask. How's your first holiday as a married man,
Matt,
Carmen?
It's thank you so much for asking. It's been amazing. We had a great day today. We partnered beautifully around the Christmas holiday. We're going to have
Harry there.
No, Harry didn't make it, unfortunately. But we did call Harry last night, or I called Harry last night, but he didn't answer. So thank you for asking about him. Hey, Matt, be good. All right, I'm up against a little break here.
All Much love, Carm. Have a good night.
Back at you. Man, that's Matt, our Uber driver on 720 WGN. All right, I said I was going to talk about productivity. Do I have time to do this right now? But I think we should. Let's do this on the back of a quick timeout. Your productivity is going to be going up in 2020, not by your choice, perhaps, but by what they're going to do to you at work. I'll explain next, 720 WGN. And talk about a documentary that's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, The Last Dance. That's right, the 98 Chicago Bulls. I'm going to get emotional coming up after the 7 o'clock news. But here it is. Now, this story came out a couple of days ago, but I haven't been on the radio, and I think it's very important that I bring it to you, even if you did see it a couple days ago. This from, I'm reading it from CBS News. Your bathroom break may soon become less comfy and shorter due to a new downward tilting toilet aimed at making it tough for you to sit more than 5 minutes. Now, the corporations of the world have figured out that you are going to the bathroom during your work time and you're sitting down on a nice flat toilet and you've got your phone and you're going through Facebook and you're going through Instagram and you're living the TikTok dream. You're scrolling websites, you're making calls, and you're sitting on this toilet and you're super comfortable. Now, some of you might actually even take a nap in the old bathroom. Midday nap, maybe you just had lunch, went a little deep on a cheeseburger. Next thing you know, the tired wave's coming, can't sleep at your desk, so you're going to the bathroom. I don't know how I know that somebody would do that. I'm not sure where I'm coming up with that idea. But you know, there's a lot of things you can do. But now we're getting the standard toilet, which is based in the UK, claims that about 25% more time in office bathrooms are spent than necessary. And it's costing employers lost work time, billions with a B, in productivity. And they're claiming that the toilet will save British businesses more than $6 billion per year. And this soon may spread, yep, you guessed it, to U.S. workers right here in the WGN land. They're going to take out the toilets and they're going to slant them down so you can't sit there and be comfortable. Now, I would like to hear from some people there. 312-981-7200.
I saw the same story.
Who will admit that they take too much time on the toilet in their workday and are robbing their employers of their valuable work time and should be docked pay and not quite that bad, but perhaps, you know what? I'll admit it, if there was a downward toilet, I'd probably spend less time on Instagram, and I probably would be a better worker, and this is, you know, something that's perhaps needed. I mean, they're coming at us, man, in all angles. The downward toilet. This is why you want to own your own company in life. Be your own boss. Live your own dream. However, if you don't, like yours truly, the Carm here, on Christmas and holiday on 720 WGN, next thing you know, you're going to be on the downward toilet. This is a rough look. The downward toilet. Standard toilets designed with angles downward aims to save employers money and boost productivity by shortening bathroom breaks. The design is the brainchild of founder Mahabir Gill. So if you got any beef with this, you got to go find Mahabir, because Gill came up with it. He told Wire that he came up with the idea after growing frustrated at his inability to find an open bathroom stall at a shopping mall. So here's this dude. He's going around the shopping mall. He's got to do his deal. And there's no action available because everybody's just sitting in there texting away. And he came up with the downward toilet. Man's a genius. 720 WGN. Great to be with you tonight on 720 WGN, 708. My name is Mark Carmen. Be with you till 8 o'clock tonight. We're going to talk about The Last Dance, which is coming out in June. I'm going to detail the behind-the-scenes stories that you did not know about Michael Jordan and the six-time champion Chicago Bulls. But I want to give you an opportunity, I want to give myself an opportunity right now to give some Christmas Day cheer, some Christmas gifts, some Christmas thank yous to whoever you would like to wish a Merry Christmas to. And I got a list in front of me of people that I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to. All right, Merry Christmas to the people who are working today. That means you at CVS. That means you at Denny's right now doing the Grand Slam. We're going 24 hours. You go into a Denny's on Christmas, they're there for you. I walk the streets coming over here tonight. Couldn't have been more quiet. Beautiful night. Weird, right? It's 50 degrees on Christmas Day. This is not normal. But I'm walking. I don't even have a coat on. It's beautiful out there. But it's quiet. No place is open. Denny's, you're open. You guys are awesome. Same thing with you, Dunkin' Donuts. Out there making the coffee. Who's ever working today? You're awesome. IHOP, Starbucks, Waffle House is working. Who doesn't love a good Waffle House? People, Walgreens is out there doing business. So anybody who is working today, including you, Scott Nickel producing the program, Sam Bartino producing the program, Bob Ferguson, our engineer, everybody who's doing the shifts on the day, we give you love. A Merry Christmas to all of you. 312-981-7200. Anyone you want to give Merry Christmas to, family members, whoever you want to shout out tonight. I think it's a beautiful thing to do on the holiday. Maybe somebody you forgot about. You know what? I'm going to tell them that I did it on WGN Radio. Great opportunity for you. I'd like to give Merry Christmas to Lori Lightfoot for and whoever else was involved in helping out Chicago motorists who were relieved of $11.5 million in outstanding tickets for not having their city stickers. Everybody knows the city sticker is a completely unnecessary thing. Why do I need a sticker? Don't I pay enough taxes around here? Do I really need a sticker on my car? Some people forget the, you forget the sticker, then you get the ticket, then they double the ticket, and it turns into a nightmare. And most times these are individuals who, are coming at who can't afford it. More than 3,000 residents bought the new short-term sticker in the first month that it was available, and the amnesty process allowed vehicle owners to purchase a new city sticker without any fines. And so the city, and rather than penalizing a lot of people who couldn't afford it, they said, here, if you can step up and you can buy this sticker, we will take away your debt, $11.5 million. That is a nice Christmas, beautiful thing that Lori Lightfoot in the city of Chicago did for all of us. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, city. Not that I was even involved in it, by the way. Although I'm still donating to the parking people. I give way too much money on parking, but that's me. It's my fault. I need to be better. Stop taking risks, Carm. New Year's resolution for 2020. That's another show, by the way. I'm on tomorrow night, and I'll be on in the afternoon on the 31st. We'll do some New Year's resolutions. I also want to give a Merry Christmas to my guy, 52, Khalil Mack of your Chicago Bears. Now, why Khalil Mack? Not for anything he did on the field, but for what he did off the field. There's a Walmart in Fort Pierce, Florida, and they put on their Facebook page that Khalil Mack came in there and he paid off all active holiday layaway accounts at Walmart. So through his charity, the Khalil Mack Foundation, he stepped up about $80,000 total for 350 accounts. And the holiday gift isn't the only good deed that Mack has done for his hometown recently. In June, he sent 100 pairs of Nike cleats to Fort Pierce Westwood's football team. So here's where he grew up, wanted to take care of his people. Khalil Mack, you make a ton of money, and you're giving back, and that's sweet. And we appreciate you, and hopefully the Bears will be in the playoffs next season. Mike, on the north side, welcome to WGN. Who do you want to say Merry Christmas to, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? I want to say Happy Hanukkah.
Okay.
Okay, to you and to the news guy and whatever. But because I'm working tonight, okay?
What are you doing,
and
Mike?
I'm delivering for a kosher pizza restaurant.
Wow.
Okay? And it's open, okay? And it's on Devon, California. And the name of the restaurant is Tel Aviv. It's right across the street from Citibank. And, you know, I'm working all the time, and I'm working today because, obviously, Orthodox Jews don't believe in Christmas. So, you know, he's open all the time. And he would deliver to the next county if he could.
He wants to make
but
that
anyway,
go. All right, Mike.
I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out for me and for the people working and for the restaurant. And to let you know, anytime you want to come in, kosher pizza and lots of other things, not too bad. It's not too bad. It's across the street from Citibank on Devon in California.
All right,
Mike. California. Okay? Have a good night.
You too, Mike. Appreciate it. Good job. Your employer should be very happy with that call. People texting in on the Merry Christmases, emergency room personnel, for real. Seriously. Y'all are saints, period. But working on the holidays, too, being away from your family, taking care of people who are in danger, you absolutely deserve a very, very Merry Christmas. How about, yeah, and hey, yes, the open gas stations as they're traveling home right now. People that are hanging out at the Mobil, hanging out at the BP, almost said Amoco. Really would have dated myself right there. Hanging out at the Shell, being in there for you, getting yourself a nice glass of chocolate milk and a little gas on your way home. Absolutely. A merry, merry Christmas. Let's see here. Oh, a bunch of people just texting in. To the people that are working at the airports, yes, indeed. Some people like to travel on holiday. Maybe get a little bit of a better value on your Christmas Day travel. So, at any rate, anybody putting in time right now, just want to show you a little bit of love. Not looking at myself, by the way. This is not work for me. It is a joy to be here. But a guy like Sam Martino producing the program who has to listen to me, put the show together, you know, then you deserve a little bit of love right there, Sammy. So thank you. Des Clark's coming up at the bottom of the hour. The Last Dance is coming out in June. And if you know anything about me, you know that I grew up with one passion in life. And that was number 23, and it was Michael Jeffrey Jordan. And when I heard that this film was coming out, I reached out to the producers, good old Jason Harris putting it together, who did a phenomenal job with the 30 for 30 on the 85 Bears. Dan Hampton was texting me yesterday. It was on ESPN, too. I flipped it on, was watching it again. Incredible stuff. They are he did one on Andre the Giant, the wrestler. I mean, these guys are straight pros. So it's going to be incredible. But I just thought that Carm, who went to Jordan's house when I was 12 years old, he used to live on this on Windy Hill, this old, you know, regular street which you could just walk up on, and MJ would give you the Big Mac for go to McDonald's, have a Big Mac on MJ, the little card. I thought that story would be great to be thrown in The Last Dance. I thought a story of when he came back from winning the 1991, his first ever title, pulling into his driveway in his white Porsche, MJJJ, Michael Jordan, Juanita Jordan. They get out of the car, and he looks at everybody, about 40 people standing in his house, and he just sticks out his hand, and everybody can go up and shake his hand. I was the one guy that did not go up and shake his hand because I didn't want to bother the dude. You know, these stories could have been in The Last Dance, but they won't be because despite my begging, they have not put me in the film. So I got to get over that, but I'm really looking forward to The Last Dance coming up. 10-part docuseries. I don't know what they've uncovered, but it's going to be amazing, and it'll be, I guess it comes out in June of 2020. Quick timeout. Des Clark coming up. More of your calls, and a lot more to go here on 720 WGN.
Tune into the Rokan Show weekly for the drive to the game with Blackhawks defenseman Connor Murphy.
Hey, this is Connor Murphy.
Hear about the latest with the team and preview the upcoming games for your beloved Blackhawks. The drive to the game is sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation, reminding you to please drive responsibly. Did you know over 300 people die each year on Illinois roads as a result of buzzed, drunk, or impaired driving crashes? Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Who needs 9 reindeer pulling your sled when you have an all-wheel drive vehicle? It's time to pass in your sleigh reins for keys to a new 2019 Porsche Panamera 4. With its powerful turbo engine, the 4-door Panamera can handle any wintry road this holiday season. And with exceptional holiday lease offers available now, there's never been a better time to buy. The Porsche Exchange. Expect the exceptional. Visit us at 4Porsche.com. The number 4Porsche.com.
Are you tired of mice moving into your home every fall? Are they building nests where you don't want them? Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic is an all-natural mouse repellent that keeps mice from entering your home, cabin, cars, boats, farm equipment, garden sheds, and more. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma, but mice hate it. Just one throw pack per average size room, and you're mouse-free for up to 2 months. Bonide products are family-made in America. Mouse Magic is available at a retailer near you or go to Bonnai.com.
I was about 7 years old, and I was losing my mind waiting for Santa to come. So once everyone was asleep, I quietly crept downstairs, and I saw these two giant rat presents under the tree. I decided I was going to wake up my sister, and we both snuck downstairs and ended up sleeping on the floor next to the tree. I remember the entire morning went in slow motion as I heard my mom get out of bed. Then she made us open that gift last. Oh my word, I thought I was going to faint from anticipation. It ended up being a sled I'd really wanted.
Merry Christmas from Penny Mustard.
Honey, what are we going to do with your grandparents' old coins and jewelry?
I'm pretty sure they're worth some money.
You've been saying that for years.
Okay, how about PGS Gold and Coin? They're the best when it comes to selling family valuables.
And you know this because...
PGS, PGS, when it comes to your valuables, they're the best.
Do that again.
PGS, PGS, when it comes to your valuables, they're the best.
Isn't that the place Jeff sold his grandmother's jewelry when she passed?
Yep, he checked out PGSGoldandCoin.com and found tons of positive reviews. He was blown away by how much he got. Do you? Oh, you're already on the site.
Almost. PGSGoldandCoin.com.
PGS Gold and Coin, the upscale way of selling your coins, jewelry, diamonds, and collectibles. Family-owned and operated for over 10 years. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau with 3 Chicagoland locations, and they make house calls. PGSGoldandCoin.com or 888-416-2701. That's PGSGoldandCoin.com or 888-416-2701.
PGS. PGS. When it comes to your valuables, they're the best.
For news at 10, watch WGN. Michael Matera, Joe Donlin, Dan Rohn, and Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, that is Tom Skilling. For TV news at 10, watch Chicago's very own WGN. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Breaking news in the sports world here. The Chicago White Sox continue to go bananas in the offseason. They are adding designated hitter Edwin Encarnacion on a one-year, $12 million deal. Not official yet, but John Heyman, who's always on the case with the baseball information, Edwin Encarnacion, he's tweeting out, close to a deal with the White Sox, expected to be for $12 million. He had 34 homers, this Edwin Encarnacion did last year for the Mariners and the Yankees, I want to say. He's been an Indian. He's been a Blue Jay, right-handed hitter. The White Sox have been beyond busy. Yasmani Grandal, Dallas Keuchel, Gio Gonzalez, Nomar Mazara. These names might not be, you know, necessarily super familiar to everyone out there, but they've had a great offseason, and the White Sox are very much trying to compete in 2020. And Encarnacion, I'm right, the Yankees and the Mariners last year, 34 homers combined. Hey, that lineup's coming together nicely. Hit 32 homers in 2018, 38 in 17, 42 in 16. 39. I mean, this is a consistent guy. He's had 30 or more homers every year going back to 2012. In 12 through 16, he's with the Blue Jays, then 2 years with the Indians, and then last year he started the year with the Yankees and finished up with the Mariners, 34 homers combined. How about that? Go White Sox, go Edwin Encarnacion. A lot of texts coming in on wishing Merry Christmases. Let's see here. Hold on a second here. People who work in nursing homes, yes, you guys are saints as well. I wish a Merry Christmas to all my comrades in arms around the world. That's a beautiful thing to throw in there. A lot of people giving me happy holidays. You don't need to do that. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. So, yes, Des Clark is coming up at the bottom of the hour. I wanted to throw out one more question for you on this Merry Christmas, because I'm going to try to say the WGN. We're going to play a little bit of a miracle. It's going to be a Christmas miracle right here, at least in theory, in spirit, if you will. I saw this making the move on Twitter today. If I could give you for a Christmas gift right now 2 tickets to any event, show, anything that's going on in the city of Chicago, I'll give you 2 tickets. It could be sports. It could be a play. It could be Hamilton. You could pick like the architecture tour if you want to go on the boat and ride down the river. If you could have 2 tickets to anything, Blackhawks, Bulls, Cubs, White Sox, something in the future. Two tickets to a White Sox World Series game. Two tickets to a Cubs World Series game. Or the Bears in the Super Bowl. The Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup. The Bulls in the NBA Finals. Anything like that would work. Maybe you want to go. Hamilton is closing up on January the 5th. I'm trying to get myself tickets to get into Hamilton because Mrs. Carm really wants to go see Hamilton, and I believe Mrs. Carm's mom really wants to go see Hamilton. So I don't know if that's quite in Mr. Carm's budget, but we're going to try to figure that one out here. As they're leaving, that's probably what I would pick in the very brief interim time here. But if you're looking out long-term, like, what would you want tickets to? And I'm thinking about it, like, what would you want tickets to now? Like, I always love to go to any sporting event. Like, I'll go see the Bulls if they're 0-82, same thing with the Hawks. White Sox, Cubs, Bears. But then you look at, like, what's really going on right now. Hawks are struggling at home right now. Not in the playoffs. Same thing with the Bulls. Bears are done. The White Sox actually feel like the team in town who has the best chance, I would say, to be the next champion in the city. Right? I'd say the Cubs are trending the wrong way. The Bears have a lot to figure out in the offseason. The Blackhawks are going the other way, sort of figuring their way through. I actually think the White Sox have the best shot of any team to do it in the next couple of years, which is a huge flip from where they were at. Congratulations to Jerry Reinsdorf and company. You guys have most definitely turned things around. But then maybe there's like some things out there that it's not on my radar that I should be going out to see. I think I'm going to a movie tonight. I'm going to go see 1917. Has anybody seen that? Please throw it in there on the text line. It's World War I. Dean Richards, WGN-TV, and was hosting the last couple of days. He talked it up. So I trust my guy Dean, gave it a Dean's List A, but that's a big-time move. Like a war movie with Mrs. Carm on Christmas Eve. World War I, too. I mean, we're not talking like Platoon here. We're going all the way back to 1917 after doing a radio show. And I don't know, you know, I feel like the movie theater on Christmas night might be kind of, I feel like that's crowded, right? So if you're going to be in this crowded theater and you're making a significant 2.5 hour commitment or 3 hour commitment, you want it to be worth your while, right? That's what I'm thinking. But I'm going to go see 1917. That's the move here. You guys are welcome to come after the show, by the way. Although I think you're staying around for Carl Amari, who's coming up here at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we are. And then I'm back again at 5 a.m.
5 a.m.?
Yep, working the morning show.
Little Pete McMurray tomorrow morning?
Little Pete McMurray.
That's good for you, Scott. That's what you got to do when you're making your moves in the business as a young man. Congratulations on that. All right, coming up in about 2 minutes here, we're going to hear from my guy Dez Clark from the Chicago Bears. Dez is a great man doing stuff off the field nowadays. He's in the insurance world, but he's the second all-time leading receiver at the tight end position in the history of the franchise. Love talking to Dez. He is next. 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Great to be with you tonight. My name is Mark Harmon as we bring in the second all-time leading receiver for your Chicago Bears at the tight end position. He's been with us a bunch this year. Dez Clark joining us on 720 WGN. Dez, the Bears need a tight end. By the way, I know that you're doing a million other things in life, but any thought about coming out of retirement as we move into 2020? Because that would be a transformational move for you.
You know what? If I can do what Beast Mode just did and sign for like a couple games and a playoff run, I'm in.
I mean,
the whole season, I don't think I could do it.
Marshawn Lynch going back to the Seahawks. Why can't Dez Clark come back? You know, if the Bears, when it got down to three games, if they had actually beaten Green Bay and then gone on and beaten Kansas City, they'd be playing for a playoff spot right now, and then they could have signed you for the one game, and voila, we got a story, and 720 WGN would have been out front.
Exactly, but you know what? The Bears didn't do their part, so here we are.
Biggest disappointment from the season for you?
Actually, you hit it at the beginning of the call, the tight end position. It was non-existent this year. And with me being a tight end, you know, we've always had a good tight end crew before I came, after I was there, while I was there. And this year has been like the first year that we had really no production from the tight end position. And I think this offense is reliant on having a good, decent tight end. And I think that hurt our quarterback a lot. So that position on the offense is the most disappointing position, really, for the whole team.
So let me give you a little scenario here. And you can only pick one, or you have to pick one. Ryan Pace, general manager of the Chicago Bears. Matt Nagy, head coach of the Chicago Bears. Mitchell Trubisky, quarterback of the Chicago Bears. You have to keep one, and you can only keep one. Who you keep?
Have to keep one or get rid of one?
No, you can keep one. You get one guy, or you can only get rid of two. I don't know where you stand on all this, but if you can only have one of the three going forward, who are you keeping?
I'm keeping the coach.
Tell me why.
I think we have a really good coach. I think he knows the game well. I think he's a good play caller. And for a head coach, a lot of his job is creating a culture. And I think he's done a wonderful job of creating a culture. Even with the not hitting expectations this year, this team never fractured. You never heard anybody going rogue. You never heard anybody pointing fingers. And that means a lot when you're talking about 53 guys all stand on the same page in a disappointing season. And I think he's a hell of a play caller. I think he's been hamstrung this year a little bit with the lack of excellence up front and with his quarterback. Do we want to have some calls back? Yeah, but he's kind of a maverick play caller. You can live with some of the gimmicky stuff as long as he's scheming people open every now and again. And I just believe that he's a good head coach.
See, I agree with you. I look at the talent construction. That's not great. Ryan Pace, you got to go. They're not going to make a move on any of these three guys. And then I look at the quarterback,
no. And
I think it's pretty clear, even though he has played better at the end of the year, despite the last couple of weeks when the competition got a little stiffer, I thought he made some strides, but between the three, I think if you gave Matt Nagy the right pieces, this team, I don't think he'd mess it up. That's just me.
And I don't think you should get rid of either of the three. You know,
really?
We got one more year with the quarterback playing under Ricky Dill, so let's go ahead and max that out, maybe bring in somebody to push him and give him some competition. Definitely, I don't think we want to bring somebody in and just say, hey, we're going to start over Mitt. But bring somebody in to give them some competition. And when you look from up top with the GM position, has it been great? No, it hasn't been great. Has it been awful? It hadn't been awful either. We've had some good draft picks. We had some guys that came in and played well. I just think when you look at talent, if you look just up, the offensive line is the only position on the team that I think we lack the talent to compete with the upper echelon teams in the NFL. If you look across the board, I think we have decent receivers. Do we have stars there? No, but as a group, I think we're solid. The running backs, I expected more this year. I think we have a really solid rookie that we could build on. Quarterback, yeah, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons that people are looking at our GM saying he has to go, but I don't think that can be the only reason. When you look at our defense, we have skilled players, and we have defensive linemen all at the upper echelon of the NFL. So has he done a great job? No, but he's done a good enough job, and we can show up the offensive line in one offseason.
We were having this conversation yesterday. I want to bring it to the air right now. You keep on saying we, so you still feel like you're a part of this because you wore the uniform for so long. You're in the Bears record book. You had a phenomenal career. And we were talking about how much guys care and how much fans care and how it ruins their day if the Bears lose. And then let me start the conversation like this. People always say that the only thing that matters to guys is winning and getting a championship. And I'm thinking that's not true at all. Dudes want it. The first thing they care about is playing time. Then they want production. Then of course they're going to care about the paper that they're coming in. Winning to me is way down the line. You want yourself established way before you're worried about winning. Am I off base here?
It goes something like this. When you're coming in and you're part of that team, the off season is about setting yourself up to get the playing time, to get the production, to actually set yourself up for a bigger contract. When the season starts, it's all about winning at that point because you know by the time when the season starts, where your role is going to be. You know if you're going to get the carries, get the playing time, get the touches, the targets. You already know that. All the way up through training camp and in training camp, that's what you're fighting for. And, yes, that is the focus at that point. But once the season starts, it's all about winning if you are a good teammate. Now, everybody's not a good teammate. And then you do have some of those guys that, okay, if now they're not getting their targets or whatnot for whatever reasons, now they want to start belly aching. But you don't see any of that with the Chicago Bears. With Lovey, you never see any of that type of stuff. It was all about winning. And I go back to the coach here with Nagy. I think he has a great culture where people do care about winning. They're going to fight for that other stuff in the offseason and in training camp. But when it's time for those 16 regular season games to come, that's all that matters.
Would you rather, if I told you, hey, Dez, you're coming to the league, you can be the man at the tight end position on a team that's going to go 3-13, or you can be a guy that's going to catch 15 balls on a team that's going to go to the playoffs? Which one are you taking?
It just depends. Coming into the league, or I'm already in the league.
So you're saying
I'm just trying to choose my team.
So coming in, you're saying you take the bad team so you can establish yourself. But once you're in the league for a while, you'd rather be on the winner. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Because obviously, if you're a rookie, you got to make your mark because you're trying to get to that second contract. So you want to come in and actually put up numbers. But like I said, once you get to the season, you got to let that stuff go, and most of the guys do, and then they retool for the next year. But yeah, if I'm a young guy, rookie, and you give me that opportunity, I want to put up numbers because I mean it's a production driven league.
Dez, hang in there for 1 second. I'll come on right back with you, but I got to hit a quick timeout. More with Dez Clark coming on back here, 720 WGN. 720 WGN, happy holidays to you. 742, Mark Harmon with you till 8 o'clock tonight. We're talking with Dez Clark, number 88 of your Chicago Bears. Dez, as we continue the conversation, who stands out for you as, I guess, the greatest or one of the greatest teammates you've ever played with?
Man, I had so many of them. Thomas Jones, Olin Krutz, Brian Urlacher, Alex Brown, Mike Brown, Charles Tillman. I mean, I could keep going. And go back out to Denver where I played with Shannon Sharp and Al Wilson and Dwayne Carswell and Rod Smith. Man, it's just so many guys that were, I mean, really good quality people and really, really good teammates also where, you know, it was more about like they used to say in Denver, and I brought it to Chicago, we do good things together. So we do it together, and that's how we're going to get it done.
Can you give me like a peanut in the locker room story?
Peanut is, well, I'll just give you our whole team. 2006, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, during that time period, we had so much fun in the locker room. I mean, you had guys like Peanut Tillman playing the practical jokes, leaving snakes in people's locker. It looked real. Jumping out of nowhere, boxing people up, playing dodgeball in the locker room, offense against defense. I mean, it's just so many good times where all of these guys, you know, it was like being kids at work and when we had our free time. By far, Peanut was probably the biggest practical joker. The funniest man in the locker room had to be Anthony Adams, which everybody gets to see now on social media. Man, we just had a really good group of individuals that made up that team.
Anthony Adams was just on social media running in a Santa outfit that had, I think, 65,000 views on Twitter and wherever else he was getting.
In New York City.
Yeah, he's out of his mind. That. God bless him. Let me give you, as we wrap up here, and Dez Clark with us here on 720 WGN, one of our favorites, of course, the second leading receiver in Bears tight end history behind Mike Ditka. I'm looking at, you know, the Bears history, and you go back to post-Ditka, so 1991 on. The Bears have had back-to-back winning seasons. I'm not counting 8-8. You got to win at least 9 to have a winning season. They've done it twice. They did it with Dave Wannstedt, 94-95. They won 9-7, and back-to-back years went to the playoffs one time. And then in 05 and 06, of course, when you're playing, you guys went to the Super Bowl with Lovey. But when you think about that, twice in 28-plus years here, Dez, that they've had back-to-back seasons, not going to the playoffs, just over 500.
9-7.
Yeah.
Just
9-7. We ain't talking about 10-6, 11-5, anything, really. Just having a decent year. I mean, we can talk about all about the Matt Nagy's, Ryan Pace's, Mitchell Trubisky's, but doesn't that scream the top of the food chain as loud as it could possibly scream it?
It makes you wonder from the top what can be done better to get more consistent winning. Now, I'll be interested to look and see how many teams are in that same boat because, quite frankly, only a certain amount of teams are going to be able to do that year in and year out. And we see the teams that's doing that, but you also see there's a culture with those teams. There's a way of doing things that comes from the top all the way through down to the water boys. It makes you wonder, hey, can something change? Can something just shift a little bit from the top where that culture kind of infiltrates all parts of that building and create a winner? Obviously, there is something that can be done because it's not being done right now to create it. So you just got to figure it out. And that's just not the Bears. That's probably 25 teams in this league. And it's tough to win. If you want to be the best, you got to find out how to do that. And obviously, you know, we haven't been able to do it over the last, you know, like you said, 30 years or whatnot, put together, you know, winning seasons, 3, 4, 5, 6 winning seasons back to back like that. But that's something that I believe we are trying to do, but we just got to figure out that formula.
My man, Des Clark, with us here on 720 WGN, doing the investment, doing the insurance business. How do people find you, Des, if they want to reach on out? I know you do great work.
They can find me all over the place, man. I'll put my phone number out there, 863-581-5161, at DesClark88 on Twitter, on Instagram. Got to go to my LinkedIn. I'm also going to be out in 2020 doing a lot of speaking engagements, talking about leadership, talking about the pursuit of excellence and principles of winning, man. It's just going to be outstanding year. You know how I grind.
I do. I wake up in my bed in the morning and I check, somehow my LinkedIn just pops in front of me and there you are, lifting something, talking something inspiring, and next thing you know, I'm out of bed and my day's off to in a whole nother direction. 88 just helped me again. Here we go. I appreciate you. You know this.
Hey, that's what I'm trying to do, man, just uplift people. That's what it's about, man, just uplifting people, because a lot of people uplift me, so I just try to give it back as much as possible.
Thanks for being on, Des, as always. We appreciate you all season, and let's connect in 2020, and thanks for being on WGN. Happy holidays.
Same to you, Carmen.
Des Clark, 720 WGN.
Football tomorrow.
The Miami 720 WGN with you to the top of the hour. Just got a second here. I've just been wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, and I'm just going through the Rolodex, calling out people. Is this King John Williams?
So W is way down there on the list then, right?
No. You're the first one that made it out of this segment, John Williams. I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, brother.
Carmen, I was thinking about you today because I tweeted, you know, show me crazy things you've done given the weather. Griffin and I, my son, were playing tennis, and we were at the same courts you and I have played at sometimes. And if Griffin wasn't going to play, I thought, Carm's newlywed, and he's probably still trying to catch up with that disastrous honeymoon he was on. So I'm not going to bug him, but what a great day to play tennis.
You know, I had the same exact thought. I'm like, you know what? You could play outside today. It was ridiculous.
We did.
And we did.
We were over at the Waveland Courts. So it was unbelievable.
Was there anybody else out there?
Yes, and that's the thing. It was like, listen, our Christmas card this year, Carm, was from Father's Day, which is what, mid-June, right? Father's Day last year in Chicago, I only remember this because it's my Christmas card picture, but it was windy and cold and kind of dreary, and the fog cut the buildings in half. You couldn't even see the top of the building you're in right now. It was unbelievable. It was like this awful November day, and that was Father's Day in June. This year, Christmas Day, I would have traded Christmas, you know, Father's Day for Christmas in a heartbeat. It was a great fall day. It was a great spring day today, wasn't it?
I was thinking spring. It was like, this is unbelievable. Feels like we've already gotten through winter.
I know.
I thought about it too, and my beautiful bride, who you sort of mentioned there, she was like, "Will you go to yoga with me?" And I'm like, "I'm too invested in Don't F with Cats on Netflix." Have you watched this, John?
Cats on Netflix.
So there's a documentary about a he's a murderer, man. He was killing cats and he graduated to people. It's making the moves on Netflix. I do not recommend it unless you want to be disturbed, but that's what I did today while you were playing tennis.
Okay. Well, I'll look for that. I thought maybe you'd gone to Cats and you were the person in America that liked that movie. So I need to do a reset now, Carm?
Yeah, I think I probably need to. There's no when are you next
by the way, I thoroughly enjoyed your conversation about you, your new lovely bride. Yeah, I'm sorry that you guys had to trade, what was it, rooms 4 times in 8 days or 8 times in 4 days or something?
Yeah, the 4 and 8 move. But, you know, we did it with holiday cheer.
It sounded like you did. Your heart's in the right place. You're a good man, and I'm sure you're going to have many happy years together, the 8 days notwithstanding.
You know what's the best thing, and I'll let you go here, Jen. I appreciate you picking up the phone on Christmas. When are you next on the radio? How long are you off for?
Hey, I'm off Thursday. That'll be tomorrow, right? But I'm back on Friday. Okay. So Friday and Saturday, we're back in the groove.
There we go. Get her rolling. But so we're down on the trip, right? And we're at a nice place here, and it's very expensive to get a tennis lesson with the pro. And my beautiful bride wants to play, but she doesn't want to play quite as often as I want to play. So I was able to ask some questions around the property, and they're like, I got the guy for you. And they found They found me a Lorenzo who worked there, but was always happy to step on the court. And I was and Lorenzo and I became best buddies, and now he wants to chat on WhatsApp with me. And I want to move to Jamaica. So I got creative and I made a friend, John, and it was a perfect tennis match. We were evenly matched. It was a battle with Lorenzo.
Oh, lucky you, lucky. Well, we've had a nice day. It sounds like you've had a good one too. And I was thinking about you, Carm. I was playing tennis with my son, which is a wonderful thing on Christmas Day. I'm WGN King John on Twitter, and I'm asking people to tell me, all right, so what was the weirdest thing you did on this warm weather day? And I'm interested in what folks did, because I'll tell you what, the lake was busy today. It was like June.
Yeah, WGN King
John. Guys were golfing. They were golfing out there today.
Take advantage. You never know when it's going to be there. King John, yeah. Mary, Mary, best to you in 2020, my friend. I'll see you soon.
My best to you, your producer, everybody over there. See you, buddy.
Thank you, King John. There we go. I just wanted to wish somebody from WGN and a Merry Merry. And I was like, who would come on and do it gladly? And John Williams is always just in the King John mood. Love him. So thank him for jumping on there. And I tried to get Pete McMurray up, but he's hosting tomorrow morning. And like Pete's probably the type of guy that goes to bed at 6 o'clock, turns his ringer off, and does not listen. It just is, he's like dialed in for the morning show at probably like 6:30 the night before. I'm not picking up if Carmen's calling. Carl Amari, by the way, I see you. You are coming up next at 8 o'clock. Merry Christmas to you. As he'll be here for 3 hours starting in 3 minutes. If you're just joining us and you're a sports fan and you're a White Sox fan, you might want to know that it is official that Edwin Encarnacion and the White Sox are in agreement on a 1-year, $12 million deal. Sox have spent $70-plus million on Yasmani Grandal, $12 million on Encarnacion, that's $85. They spent $55 million on Dallas Keuchel. Doing math on the fly is not my thing right now, apparently. That's $140. Gio Gonzalez got $5 million. That's $145. Nomar Mazara makes around $5 million. They got him in a trade. So the White Sox have spent $150 million this offseason throwing money at the problem. I hear Roger Badish edging in here.
What's the cap?
Oh, they're well. There is no cap in baseball. There's the luxury tax, but the Sox are nowhere close to that.
Okay.
So
they can still spend.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If they want, okay. There is rumors that they're still kicking around Nicholas Castellanos, but their lineup could look like this: Luis Robert in center, Tim Anderson at short, Abreu playing first, Moncada at third. Let's put Encarnacion fifth, DHing, Grandal sixth, Eloy with 31 homers seventh. That would put Mazara in right eighth, and Madrigal, the rookie second baseman, ninth. That's a lineup right there. That's a straight lineup.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's so the White Sox are, have, God bless, Rick Hahn and company said they would be active this offseason, and they were. And by the way, I said 1,000 times on White Sox Weekly this year that they would be active at, because it was obvious they were going to do it, and they did. So White Sox Weekly, by the way, coming up on Saturday from 4 until 5. I will be here with you for that. Tomorrow night I am on from 7 to 11, so looking forward to chatting with you tomorrow evening. I'll also be on New Year's Eve in the afternoon after the bowl game that we're running. So a couple of Karm programming notes if you want to put that in your calendar. I always appreciate it. Thanks so much for everybody who texted in tonight wishing the happy holidays, the Merry Christmas, the Happy Hanukkahs. It's always, 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 always great to be on and to see you and get the interaction going. Sam Martino, you are the man producing. Scott Nickel as well. Roger Badish. Love you, buddy.
Love you too, young man.
Happy. So I got my answer for your two tickets.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What is it?
It would be two tickets to the Conor McGregor fight. Gotta see it. Gotta see it.
Okay.
Gotta see it. Team McGregor.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll take on Jorge Masvidal. Check that out. That video's on my Twitter feed. I talked to a complete straight lunatic, and he was awesome to talk to. All right, Karl Mari's coming up.